This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith.
I heard my grandma tell my mama when I was just a girl.
February is Black History Month, and the annual New Mexico Black History Month Festival returns with all sorts of events around Albuquerque through February 24th, including a gala evening of song, dance, and spoken word tomorrow night at Pope Joy Hall. The performance is called Roots Revival, and it was put together by our guest this morning, the founder and director of the New Mexico Black History Month Festival, great local singer and songwriter, Catherine McGill. Kathy,
Hey, it's Spencer. Wonderful
to have you here. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
This show, which is an original show, it's the chronicle of the journey that African Americans have taken.
It most definitely is that, from West Africa to the present. And, of course, we can't talk about everything in 2 hours, but I like to say that we hit the high points. Yeah.
And a lot of performers, local and national.
Yes, we have about 65 members locally, and we're bringing in 5 dancers from Broadway who were in the hit Fela, about the life of Fela Kuti.
Right. It was a great African musician.
Yes.
And the show was a fantastic success.
It was.
In New York.
And we actually have Rujeko Dumbuchena, who formerly lived in Albuquerque. She's from Zimbabwe originally. And I brought her because we wanted that authentic African dance that would give people an authentic offering of where we came from, West Africa. And in the West African tradition, music and dance was a part of every joy and sorrow. So we talk about the motherland, where we started before we were brought to the Americas.
Give us a little idea, Catherine, where it moves forward from there.
So we start in the motherland, we come to the Americas during the slavery era, and then we go from there to the Reconstruction era, the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments of the Constitution, the Harlem Renaissance and the Cotton Club era, touch on Jim Crow. There were 4,743 lynchings in the United States. So we deal with that artistically, and I think that people will be very excited about how we chose to handle that number of lynchings in the United States. We go from there to the Civil Rights Movement. Obviously, no peace would be complete without talking a bit about Martin Luther King. And we do all of that in the context of song and spoken word and dance. For instance, when we do the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendment, it's with the kids from our youth troop. And so we created a song about it called It Ain't Over Yet. You know, you thought that slavery was the worst that it could get, but it ain't over yet.
Yeah. So in other words, this is a history lesson wrapped up in music, dance, and
exactly.
Spoken word.
And it's about teaching that history to the kids. But what I find, especially in a state like New Mexico, where I think African Americans are 2% of the population, there's a lot of misinformation and perhaps no information about the history of African Americans and the rich contributions that we've made to the Americas.
Catherine, you're performing around a lot.
I am.
Writing songs, performing.
Yes.
Why take this big chunk of time to produce this show? Why was it important to you?
It is so important. We're doing our show on February 8th, tomorrow night, at Pope Joy Hall. It'll be the first time that a local African-American company has produced a show at Pope Joy since they were built in 1963. It's an important marker to lay down to say that African-American history is American history. I did it because I could not do it. You know, sometimes I think, have you lost your mind, girl? Are you crazy? But then I know when I look in the faces of the kids who are involved in our company that I'm doing it for them.
Singer Catherine McGill is the director of the 2013 New Mexico Black History Month Festival. Tomorrow night at 8, the festival presents a cabaret of song, dance, and spoken word at Pope Joy Hall. Go to UNMtickets.com. For information on the festival, visit nmblackhistorymonth.com. Catherine, wishing you a great success
for
the festival.
Thank you, Spencer.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.
Shaping my world.